feats outwardly be on account of fasting. They fast so much that they even can lift themselves above the ground. They like lift themselves above the ground. Though that is all batil, it is useless, there is nothing in it, but by fasting they achieve this. By fasting a lot is achieved. If a person, and our fast is ordained by Allah Ta'ala. It is not what our own selves, we have made up some fasting. Like this Hindu yogis, they fast, but it's their own way, their own system what they have got. This is a fast by Rabbul Alameen. A fast that, fast by Him who is وَفَوْقَ كُلَّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, the most knowledgeable. And Allah has prescribed for this ummah only that which is 100% through and through benefit for them. So the fast alone, even out of Ramadan, fasting is extremely beneficial. Then the fast of the month of Ramadan, where we understand the sawabs are increased so much, the benefits also are increased so much. So just fasting in the month of Ramadan, the barakat of the month of Ramadan, in which all the heavenly scriptures were revealed, and then the effects of fasting, when it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that shaitan flows in the body, just like with the blood, with the food and with the blood, etc. And the way to close his way is by fasting, the flow of shaitan. Then this is again a month where Allah Ta'ala has imprisoned, chained all the shayateen, where the, all the details, only the rebellious or whatever, now the effect what they had, the 11 months company with the nafs. The nafs is still with us. And desire of guna that comes in a person even in Ramadan, it's because of his nafs. And otherwise, we don't need a proof on this. The whole world sees that people who are habitual to sin in the month of Ramadan, even if they're not fasting, they give up their sin. The effect of Ramadan is such. Many an alcoholic won't drink in this month. A person who is committing open sin, if he does sin, he does it privately, or he cuts out sin. How many people, it's Ramzan now. Like that, we in our times, we say, the person is like a modern person, far from deen. But Ramzan, he say, no, it's Ramadan now. I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't make this appointment. Everything because of Ramadan. So the barakat of Ramadan are very, very evident. And if we keep our rozas properly, and food and drink is such, every person knows when he's hungry, when he's tired, when he's sleepy, then he doesn't want to do anything. Forget doing wrong things. But when food is enough in his stomach is full, he has had enough to drink, he had a good rest also, then he starts thinking of all types of sin and all types of wrong. Which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that khati ho Rahman ki aur ghati ho shaitan ki. You are eating the food of Rahman, and then after getting strength from that food which Rahman, which Allah gave you, now you make shaitan happy, you do all the things what shaitan wants you to do, now you your eyes you don't control, more than that you commit even more sin with that food which Allah Ta'ala gave you. The dua after eating, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin, that Allah Ta'ala, you gave us to eat, you gave us to drink, and you made us from Muslims. From one explanation which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum gives is that after we have eaten and we have drunk, now we will use that in submission, minal muslimin. We will now use it in submission to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Another explanation is that for every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, we had to make shukr. But we are such that worldly ni'mats, you get food, you get drink, clothing, house, car, etc., that we regard as ni'mats, and we hopefully make shukr on that, though that is also very little that we make shukr. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, very few of my bandas make shukr. Shukr is very, very, and Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that There are so many ways by which a person can become a wali, a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. One easy way is by making shukr. Whoever makes shukr, Allah Ta'ala makes that person very close to the Allah, makes him his favorite, a person who makes shukr. So much so that it comes in the hadith that al-ta'im is sabir, a person who eats, and al-ta'im is shakir, and he makes shukr. A person who eats and makes shukr, kas-sa'im is sabir, is like a person who fasts and makes sabr. That means he is feeling the fast. It's, that's why he has to make sabr. Not just that he's keeping an 8-10 hour roza, but he's keeping an 18-hour roza. Hot summer days. And he's making sabr. A person who eats and makes shukr gets the same sawab as the person who keeps roza and a hard roza, and he makes sabr. Of course, that means nafil rozas. For us, you can't say that in Ramzan I'll eat and I'll make shukr, so I'll get the sawab of roza, and I don't have to keep roza. That a person who fasts and he makes shukr, he's going to get the sawab of a roza. No, for us, Ramzan rozas, there is no question in that a person has to keep. But what it shows, that just by making shukr, what stages a person gets. So at this dua, after eating, it is also that material ni'mats, those we should have appreciated and understood and make shukr. But normally a person is weak. Spiritual, ma'anawi, meaningful ni'mats, which a person does not experience physically. For example, the greatest ni'mat of Islam. Then we won't make shukr of that. When we don't make of physical ni'mat shukr, then the other abstract, spiritual ni'mats, where we will make. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined that when we are eating, then at the same time make shukr that you're a Muslim also. They just joined it with that. So when for our food and drink, it was such that we would make shukr. Though if we just consider and think this morning seri time, last night, and even today, think after eating, how many of us read the dua? How many of us, and if the dua is read, then it is just also a formality. But shukr from the heart, not from the tongue, that Ya Allah, you gave me this ni'mat. And the real shukr of ni'mat, ulama have written, is to use it in the obedience and according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. That when we have got that strength now after eating, now we use that in order to please Allah Ta'ala, to fulfill His commandments more. But usually our nature is such, and many people, we have a good iftari, and after that, we don't, how many don't make maghrib? They busy making iftari so long that they miss their maghrib namaz, and those who are not conscious of their namaz, then they don't even make it afterwards. When we have our supper and we have eaten so much, and there also, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, that at the time of Sihri, then we think, and that whole day I have to stay hungry, so I better eat more, double, because I'm not going to have lunch. So my breakfast is so early and no lunch, I'll be hungry the whole day, so let me eat double or even triple. And how many people even tell the small children, eat more, today no lunch you're going to get. Eat more. So we eat more. And our memories are so short-lived. By iftari time we forgot, we covered up already till iftari. Now we eat again double and triple. That whole day I never eat. I'm very hungry. And we double and triple our food at the time of iftari. Now when a person is so full, his stomach, then he gets lazy naturally. The gases that could develop, and there is another point here, that what our food, it's very important to eat good healthy food. Many people who wrote to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, to many, especially Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and they seeing what, according to them, such wonderful dreams, that they are flying in the air, they're in the first heaven, they're in the fourth heaven. Then what they replied from there, that cut your food down. You are eating too much. Now when you are eating too much and the gases that are developing and they're going to your brains, now you're seeing all this. Now you're seeing that you are Jibreel alayhi salam. Now that you Jibreel yourself, all that. So this food causes all this. And a person, he thinks that I'm very pious. But when that is one great benefit of having a share, then they cut you down to size immediately. And so they wrote back that what you are eating, what gassy food, etc., or food you are overeating. So this causes that laziness. Then a person, how many people get so lazy? Then no Isha, no Taraweeh, or in the fear of Taraweeh, they make Isha at home just short, quickly, that our faraz is finished. But actually, so this food that Allah has given us, we should have used it to make the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to that eating aspect, a person should eat light at the time of iftari also. Just enough he should eat. And then again, how many? They have a complete meal after Taraweeh again. The whole table is set, the dasturkhan is set, and another meal takes place again at that time. We forgot that at iftari time we may ate so much. Supper we ate so much. After Isha again so much. Sehri again so much. Then we are actually defeating the object of fast, which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written. And Allah has prescribed fasting, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. But what we have done is that we are eating, in fact, more than ordinary days and more rich food. In Ramzan, almost every household, we have much more rich food than we're out of Ramadan. And out of Ramadan, if we do have rich food sometimes, it's once a week perhaps, rarely, but Ramzan every day, all rich food and heavy food, fried things. So this is very unhealthy also. So and all we have done in Ramadan, we have only changed the times of eating. We are eating, in fact, not less, we are eating more. And Allah has not made feasting for us upon us. Allah has made fasting for us upon us. But we have made the month of Ramadan a month of feasting. And now it has gone to this extent that da'wats also, in Ramadan also, when there isn't time to prepare so much food, for the ladies we should also relieve them, that they just, the basics that they do, and more time should be devoted for ibadah. But unfortunately, we demand, a person phones home from his work, shop, wherever, and when you are fasting, then you have the desire, the lust for this and for that. You phone home, make this also. After 2 hours, you phone, make this also. And when it comes, you can't eat anything. You just, when you couldn't eat, al-insan harisun fima muni'a. What you can't get, you are greedy for. So when you in roza, you can't get it. Then you want this, you want that. You are asking the wife to make all these things. And when the time for eating, then you can't have it. How much are you going to eat? But anyway, so Ramzan is a month of fasting. And the true spirit of fasting will come when we control our intake. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written very clearly, and when Hazrat came to Stanger to spend his Ramadan, in the letter that he had written before he came, one of the points he said that we're eating enough out of Ramadan. So in Ramadan, let us control our eating. And all this rich food, etc. But there, then Hazrat still had to complain. 10 types of desserts, 10 types of foods, etc. Everyone wants to make, and everyone wants Hazrat to eat. And how much? And our buzurgs, they control the eating very greatly. As we read, or we will read in Fadail-e Ramadan, there were those buzurgs of ours, Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, who just said, Finjan is that small cups, not this big cups of ours, just that small cup, just a few cups, 2 or 3 of black tea at the time of iftari, that is all. Besides that, nothing else he would have. His khadims would insist that he should eat something, but he would say that he's getting the enjoyment of Jannat already. When we will really, Allah has prescribed, as we tried to explain yesterday, if we bring deen in its reality, not just the picture of deen, not just the form of deen, the deen of reality, Jannat is here for us already. we will start getting the enjoyments of Jannah, whether it is our married life, whether it is at home, whether it is our social life, anything. If a person brings deen in reality and in earnestness in him, he gets the enjoyments of Jannah here already. So this food, when we control it, and we don't have too much, just what is sufficient. And in any case, alhamdulillah, the vast majority of Muslims keep their rozas. So in any case, even if we are eating all this, the whole day we are hungry, that helps a lot to reform a person. Ramadan is such, fasting is such, if sehri is such, iftari is such, the environment of Ramadan, the number of people flocking to the masjids, you just see the cars moving and all going to the masjids, all that helps a person, that a sense of religious consciousness comes into him. A sense of piety automatically comes in everyone. Little children are wearing their topis, little girls are wearing their burqas, their dressing is changed, the TVs are shut down, but it's just a natural environment. So Allah has made this month such that a person, if he pays a little attention, his islah can be made. Out of Ramadan, you can ask the ladies especially, or men also, you try and keep your 6 rozas of Shawwal. How difficult it is for the ladies to keep their qaza rozas in Ramadan for them, and they try so hard asking masalas that somehow they get permission to keep the roza in Ramadan. Because out of Ramadan, it's very hard for them. The environment is not there. In Ramadan, small children cry if you don't wake them up for sehri. And they insist they want to keep their rozas. Small children. And out of Ramadan, good, strong, healthy people also find it hard to keep rozas. Illa mashaAllah, for whom Allah makes it easy. Allah makes it easy. But otherwise, to keep a roza out of Ramadan is very, very hard. So Allah has made the month such. To make tilawat, how many, alhamdulillah, complete their one khatam? Many complete more than that, 4 khatams, 5 khatams, some even more than that. And there are some fortunate people, mashallah, who make 30 khatams in the month of Ramadan. Yeah, in our country, in our place, there are fortunate people like that also. But out of Ramadan, try it. You might be saying that you are busy, you have got all your other duties. Many people, those who are here in the masjid, who have come for the khanqah, for itikaf, we are free. But other people are going to work. But with all that, they manage so much in Ramadan. Out of Ramadan, it's very hard. It's very hard to manage all that. The system you can bring about in Ramadan, to bring it out of Ramadan, is very hard. So Allah has made this month such that it is extremely conducive, extremely easy for a person if he just pays a little attention. And what we said at the beginning, the first, set our goals and our objects, make our niyat that this month I'm going to make it for my islah, for my reformation. If we don't have that in mind, if you don't have your niyat in mind, then a person is traveling somewhere and he has to reach a certain place at a certain time. For example, most conscious usually will be the head of the family, the father, or when leaving also, he'll be all the time getting everyone, get ready, we have to leave on time, otherwise we'll be late again, and then we have to rush on the road. Somehow he gets them out, you stop on the way somewhere for petrol or something, now they are wasting time going to the toilet, wanting to eat this, wanting to buy that, then again that person will again tell them, hurry up. So if you have your object, but if nobody has got an object in mind, then our time will just get wasted all the time. Same way, in the month of Ramadan, if we have made our object our islah and our reformation, which is made your object, or call it made your niyat, but if we haven't, that we just have to keep our rozas, and we have to make some tilawat, and we have to make some zikr, or we have come to the khanqa, we have to sit for the programs, so we just want to do that. And a person who is traveling, for example, all the time while he's driving, he's moving, but his eyes are on his watch also. How many kilometers are left? And if there was a roadblock on the way, if there was a road works on the way, and he lost 15 minutes, then his mind starts working again, calculating again. will I reach on time or not? Must I drive faster or what? That worry is there all the time. So in the same way, this month of Ramadan, if we get a roadblock along the way, we got sick in between, or shaitan interfered with us, or our nafs interfered, and we became lazy a bit on the way, if a person has got that object in mind, he'll try and cover up again. That now I must cover up. And as we explained, this month is definitely a month of ibadat, but the main object is our islah, which the Quran Sharif itself says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that taqwa can come into us. Piety, some have translated it as piety, also the fear of Allah, what it is really, quality by which we can give up sin easily, and we can fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And that is exactly the same object which Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had explained, in order to become bay'at to a sheikh. The object is to build that ability that we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and we stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So this month Allah Ta'ala has made it, the environment of the month, the atmosphere of the month, the rozas by which our food, our drink is curtailed. Then naturally many people also say that I don't have a problem in keeping rozas, I don't feel my rozas, only sleep. I don't get my sleep enough. We have to get up for Sehri, after Isha, Tarawih, 1 hour Tarawih. By the time you are finished with everything, you are delayed again. You're getting up early again for Sehri. A person sleep, he's not his regular pattern. He doesn't get one stretch of a long sleep. It is disturbed. So when a person is tired like this, then his mind doesn't go to sun also. The natural effect is that you are tired and you just want to, every minute you get, let me sleep. Let me, if I can get 5 minutes more, I can get 10 minutes more to sleep, you want your sleep all the time. Because you are mentally also exhausted, your sleep is not getting finished. How many people, how many places, the Ramadan, they pull it through, but the day after Eid, the Fajr goes. All that tiredness comes out now. And then they sleep and they oversleep even for their Fajr, which means what I'm trying to show, a person gets fatigued, he gets tired. And when a person is fatigued and tired, then he would not think of sin. So that also Allah Ta'ala has made it naturally. Your food is curtailed, and if we do keep a roza and we are not just changing the time of eating, then a person will feel it. And also another thing is, which is very, very helpful, that when a person feels hungry, and that many ulama have written, one of the philosophies of roza is that you feel hungry. And then at that time you realize how those people who are hungry all the time, how do they feel? And it is for that reason many people take out the zakat also in Ramadan, give charities also. How many people, may Allah reward those people, that they sending iftari food to many other countries from here. Because you're feeling it yourself, what it is to feel hungry. Otherwise, out of Ramadan, you're just feeling little hungry, you can just suffice with one samosa, you have 3 samosas. You are just feeling little hungry, you could have 1 piece of cake or something, but a cup of tea, but you'll eat much more. You're just eating all the time out of Ramadan, which is wrong. To overeat is very unhealthy. But this is unfortunately one of the obsessions, one of the biggest problems, and especially in what are called first world countries, overeating, obesity, that the youngsters, the amount that they are overeating, it has become a major problem. So anyway, so in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has made it that you could stay hungry. When you are hungry, hopefully one of the wishes of keeping you hungry was that you would think of the poor people. In that way you take out your charity also, you take out your sadaqah also, that you come to where normally, and even in Ramadan, a person has his proper sehri, he has his proper iftari, and those people who are keeping roza, and they don't have proper sehri, they don't have proper iftari, at the moment, always there are crises somewhere in the world, Somalia at the moment, what deep crises they are, their poverty, abject poverty, no food whatsoever. and the malnutrition, or the condition of the people, what it is that they don't get food by us, even in Ramadan, how much food is wasted, going down the drains, washed down the drains, thrown into the dustbins, whereas people right around us are going hungry, they don't have food to eat. So Ramadan is an occasion that we think of them also. And also, like every country of the world, from my experience, Allah has made very beautiful places in every country. And Allah has made such places which are, we might call ugly or not nice at all. It is to remind us of Jannat and Jahannam. And our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum has taught us, whenever you see any beautiful scenery, at the same time make dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha. Oh Allah, I ask you of Jannat and the things that will take me close to Jannat. So don't be overtaken of this dunya's beauty. This will come to an end. Even in the seasons, in winter, a beautiful garden, what does it look like? So Hazrat taught us that we make dua for Jannat. That will be for eternal the beauty. And when you see a place that is not nice, a desert, or some place which is very eerie, very frightening, a place that is like that, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha, in Jahannam wa ma qarraba ilayha. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from Jahannam and all those things that take us close towards Jahannam, all the bad actions, etc. So when a person is hungry also, and the people of Jahannam, the Quran Sharif explains, they will be so hungry and they will scream and they will be given of ghisleen, the like the dirt and the filth of the people of Jahannam, their pus, etc., all that filth and dirt they will be given to drink, and they will be so thirsty, and when they'll get a drink of Jahannam, it will be so boiling hot that it, just as it is put to the lip, the lower lip will go down, the upper lip will go right up, and when they will eat and drink, the intestines will come out also. Such will it be. So when a person is hungry, then he should think of this also. And no matter how much we eat, every person according to his standard, if a Ramzan, will have an effect on him. A person who can eat 3 plates of rice at Sehri time, for him, he is a person who has got a good appetite even out of Ramadan. And now he's not going to have his breakfast on time, he's not going to have his lunch. He is going to feel the roza, even if he had 3 plates of rice or whatever else. He is still going to feel it. A person whose appetite was not so much and did not eat so much, he will eat less at Sehri, he will also feel the roza. Everyone will feel it. So when we feel it, at that time think of the poor people in this world. Think of the condition of Jahannam. And to think of that, that is islah for a person. A person's islah gets made when he thinks of poor people. And insan is called insan from unsiyat, ins, that we have got attachment and feeling with other human beings. A person who does not have feeling for fellow Muslim, for fellow human beings, not Muslims, fellow human beings, is not even a human being, forget a Muslim. That when so Allah made it that you feel hungry. Perhaps out of Ramadan you don't allow yourself to feel hungry. Though every person, even out of Ramadan, you do feel hungry. But you are free to eat. And Allah has given so much you eat. But still though you feel. But Ramadan, Allah has made it 12 hours, 18 hours, you don't eat at all. And then you do feel hungry. At that time, if you are not an animal in human skin, Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, about 11, 12 o'clock during the day when the sun was shining bright, he went out with a lamp walking, what we in our time, a torch, a very bright torch, walking on the streets of Baghdad. People asked, Sheikh, what's wrong? 11, 12 o'clock, sun shining so bright, you walking with a torch. He said, I'm looking for a human being. So he said, all these here, he said, these are all animals, which are in human form, but they are animals. A human being is that person who has got feeling for his fellow people. So when other people are hungry, when Allah kept us hungry, we have a feeling for them and spend upon them. give something towards the poor also. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Khandelvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that one eye was enough for a human being. If you close your one eye, you can still see. And Allah could have put the one eye in the middle, and we shouldn't feel it odd. Everyone's eyes would be in the middle. We should have accepted it. Why did Allah give us two eyes? Yusuf Sahib Khandelvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the one eye was to see our needs, and the other eye was to see the needs of the poor people. But today we are using both eyes for our own needs, to see our own needs. And we don't have an eye to see the need for the needs of the poor people. And at the same time, when we feel hungry, think of Jahannam also. There where I won't get anything to eat. And when I will scream for how long, how many years for something, and no death will come to a person. Yeah, you don't get something to eat, you will die of hunger, of starvation. But Jahannam, no death also. لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. No death will come to a person, and that life is not worth calling life. It won't be life also. Like a person is in a coma, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months is in a coma. He's living, but what life has he got? He can't even do his toilet himself. He doesn't even know when he wants to do his toilet. When he can't do anything, forget eating. You can't call that life, and you can't go and bury him also. No doctor is going to give a death certificate. He's not dead also. So Jahannam will be like that, where no death will come. And يَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانْ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ. Mort will come to him from all sides. He'll see a huge building falling upon him. He'll see snakes and lions and coming towards him, engulfed in fire, but mort is not coming. Mort is coming from all sides, but he won't die. So when we have this little feeling like this, when our sleep is a little less, our food, we are feeling hungry, think of that. And that is so conducive to the islah of a person, that he corrects his life, changes his life. And if we can't bring ourselves to give something to the poor, at least don't scorn at them, don't jeer at them, don't look down upon them. That is much, much more worse, where a person actually should be giving, have feeling for them. But if he can't, and then to scorn at them, etc., that is extremely dangerous. One story is written of a husband and wife who are having supper. The husband asked the wife to prepare for or supper something special. And this should take place in every home. And we don't have to go eat out for this occasion. It should be done at home. The wife dresses up also for that night. And she prepares special food also. So like that, they were sitting to eat. Just as they were about to start, there was a knock on the door. So, and the caller was a beggar. And in these countries, Eastern countries, the beggar shouts also, Allah ke naam pe kuch de do, Allah barakat dega. So we make out it's a beggar who has come. So he got very angry, and he went to the door, and he gave that beggar one slap. And he said, just when we want to sit to have our enjoyment, we just want to sit to food, you people come here and start screaming and begging. Then he was a beggar, he has got no choice, no say, nobody listens to him. He fell down, he got up, walked away. This person had his meals, was a very wealthy person, with 8-10 shops. Then what happened? And every action has a reaction. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane, to karke deg. As you do, as you sow, will you reap. What you plant, you will get that in return. You plant wheat, you will get wheat in return. You plant millis, you will get millis in return. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane, to karke dek. If you don't believe, do it and you will see the results will come. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane, to marke dek. If you don't, Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. If you don't believe, die, and you'll see it with. But then it will be too late, that seeing and believing at that time. So anyway, so this person, one shop started things going wrong. He had to close it. Eventually, all his shops he had to close down. And his income got completely, no income. So much so, he came to a desperate position that he had to tell his wife, I have to divorce you now. It's my duty to maintain you. I've got no money to even feed you, maintain you, and therefore I have to divorce you and give you your freedom. He divorced her, she went her way, and he suffered in his way. He became a beggar. She got married to somebody else again. And again, that husband after some time told her, prepare some special food, dress up for the occasion, let's have a nice night together. She did everything. As they were about to eat, again a beggar called out. Kuch Allah ke naam pe de do, Allah barkat dega. He knocked on the door. So this beggar told her, take this food and go and give it all to that beggar. When she went, she opened the door, she gave one scream and she fell down unconscious. He was, he got shocked. He went there to find out what happened. And when she came around, he asked her, she said, no, it doesn't matter. He insisted, what happened? Why? What? Did he interfere with you or what? She said, no, nothing. Then what happened? He said, she said that I was first married to somebody else, as you know. And then that person, he was a rich man. He had a lot in this dunya. But because he had shown disrespect and he humiliated and insulted a beggar, then everything, he lost so much so he couldn't maintain me, he divorced me. Then I married you, Allah made you, you a rich man, you gave me everything. And today, he said that on that occasion with that husband, we were sitting down to eat. And on one occasion, he told me, a beggar came when we just like, tonight we were having a special occasion with him also. And then he went and he slapped the beggar and he chased him away. So this husband told her, that beggar was me. I came and he slapped me. How Allah Ta'ala had changed. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Those are the days, Allah says, we turn around and we bring them around with people. So that person, so the poor people, we must never, those who haven't got, Allah hasn't made them, Allah can make everyone rich. And the Quran explains why Allah hasn't made everyone rich, why Allah hasn't made everyone intelligent. The whole world so much big cries that all must be educated. But Allah knows His work. There will be still all the time people who are not educated. Otherwise the system of the world won't carry on. Where the king, king is a king. Outwardly we'll say he doesn't need anyone, but he needs a barber. Without the barber and without the shoemaker, the king's work cannot carry on. And the shoemaker needs the king and the rich people, that he will go and cut their hair, the barber. The shoemaker will fix their shoes. So their life will carry on, their life will carry on. And in fact the king has to bow down to the barber. When the barber has to cut his hair, the king is a king. But he himself has to bow down to the one of the lowest person in his ra'iyya, in his people that he controls. He has to humble himself and lower himself in front of him. So Allah has kept the system. So the downtrodden and the poor people, they is very, very important that never ever overlook them. And worst of all, to scorn, jeer at them. And how rich people, many times that these beggars, and today one sad thing also, forget beggars, the people who come and collect, who are Muslim people, who are ulama, who come and beg. One alim, Maulana Yaqub Sahib in Dubai, who's the imam of one masjid, the Hurair, he says that we know they are fraudulence also. But if you look around in the world, especially India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, how many madrasas are flourishing? How lot work is carrying on? So if we think that all of them are fraudulence, and there is a very dangerous thing to make such statements, that we just accuse them. And for every, Hadhrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that for bad gumani, to think bad about somebody, you will have to bring proof for it on the day of Qiyamah. And for husne zan, to think good about somebody, you won't need proof. For bad gumani, which is a gunai kabira, a major sin, and on the day of Qiyamah, you thought bad about somebody, that this person is like this, he is like that, then you'll have to bring proof of it on the day of Qiyamah. And for husne zan, you think good about somebody, and that person is not like that. But you think good of that person, you'll get sawab for it, and you won't have to furnish any proof of that. So he says, it's a highly stupid of a person to make good bad gumani, to think bad about other people. So forget beggars, Forget other people, Muslim people, ulama, and how many people ill-treat them. And these people, the ulama of many madaris in India, Pakistan, Ramzan Sharif, they give it for collection of the madrasa. They would also like to have the free time and make the ibadat, but they go out collecting, and many people treat them in a bad way. If we have our doubts, we don't want to give, but never lose the respect of a person. They never ever lose the respect of a person. Many people, a person who drank liquor openly is known, is proven. A person who committed adultery open, they don't lose respect for that person also. And don't go about taunting that person. That person might have made sincere tawbah. And when he made tawbah, At-ta'ibu min adham kamalla dhambala. At-ta'ibu habibullah. And we now scorning, jeering at that person, and we mocking at that person, we are going into bigger guna than what the guna he had committed. One poet, Arif, Allah wala, says so beautifully that naaz taqwa se behtar niyaz randi. The naaz of taqwa, a person has got taqwa, he's pious, he's not committing sin, making lot of ibadat, but he's arrogant and boastful about that. Naaz he's got on that. Better than that is the niyaz, is the crying and sobbing of the prostitute. She's committing a very terrible sin, a very major sin. Maybe she is such that she's helpless, she's desperate, she's got children she wants to support or whatever. Even just for nothing she's doing it. But if she's crying to Allah Ta'ala, the person who is so pious and is arrogant on his piety, he's got pride and haughtiness on his piety, that prostitute who is committing the terrible sin, but she's crying to Allah, begging for forgiveness, she is better than this person. Naze zahid se phir achhi meri ruswai. The zahid, who is also a very pious, abstinence from dunya, he doesn't even involve himself in luxurious food, enjoyable food, everything, just very basic he manages on, clothing, food, house, everything, but he's got pride in that. Better than that, meri ruswai. Naze zahid se phir achhi meri ruswai, that I got disgraced, I committed a guna or something, all the people came to know about it, and I'm disgraced in all. And a disgraced person is how he feels, and he doesn't want to come out of his house, he doesn't want to face anyone. Better than the zahid's taqwa, the zahid has got pride on his zuhd. Better than that is the ruswai of this person. This person is more closer to Allah. So we should never look down. So anyway, with regard to our subject, that this Ramadan, Allah has made it in every way conducive. And it is for that reason that rahmatul lil alameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen to the dua of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, a person who finds the month of Ramadan. Quran is abundant all around. If nothing else, in Taraweeh we are hearing. And today Allah has made it, if a person not hearing Taraweeh, he's listening to Makkah Sharif's Taraweeh, he's listening to Medina Sharif's Taraweeh, on the cassette he's listening all the time. Quran, Allah has made it so full in the air, everywhere. Then Allah has made the month of Ramadan, you can say 100%, not only conducive, but by force your Islah is made. The month of Ramadan makes your Islah. So, and still if a person's Islah did not happen, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen on the barbadi and destruction of such a person. That you got all this. So Allah has given us this month of Ramadan. He has given us, we can read Quran. There's a great ni'mat. How many people can't read Quran Sharif? We have got enough Quran, and we have got such beautiful readers of Quran around us. And mashallah, yeah, in the Khanqah, the effort that everyone corrects his Quran Sharif. There is no small thing. It's a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So all these things Allah has put together for us, and still if we don't take advantage, we don't become a human being at the end of Ramadan, we don't become a Muslim, then there is something terribly wrong with us. Allah has put everything. So make our niyat, keep it all the time. As we are traveling, always remember I have to reach on time and I have to reach my destination. And that is for us that our islah must take place. May Allah make it easy for all of us that our islah we can make in this month, and order dua also. فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَالِمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. What's that there? وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If it's not Allah's fazal and rahmat, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, none of you would ever gain tazkiyah in any way. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives tazkiyah. So dua also. We might be making a lot of other duas, but don't forget the dua. Ya Allah, make my islah. And make dua for all in the whole ummah, that Allah makes the islah of everyone and at every level. From aqaid to ibadat to muamalat to muasharat, akhlaq, everything, everyone's. We dislike somebody, we speak bad about somebody, that this fault, but do we make dua that Allah remove that? And many times when we point a finger to somebody, we don't realize three fingers are pointing to us. That person has got this fault, three faults of ours we are exposing. When we take out a fault of somebody else, we are exposing three faults of ours, our weaknesses. So to look at others' faults is very easy. But our own faults, that a poet says, it was my hobby looking at the faults of other people until my eyes fell on my own aib, on my own faults. Then I didn't have time to look at the faults of others. May Allah Ta'ala make our islah, and make that our purpose. Let us make our niyat, and we work towards it. And may Allah in His kindness grant us our tazkiyah and our islah. Subhanallah.